according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive the reward of a righteous man. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This gospel is a bit disconcerting, but remember the opening line. Jesus isn't addressing this to you. He's speaking to his apostles, and so in reality, he's addressing this stringent reasoning to the clergy. The most important line in today's gospel is the last line, that whoever gives a cup of cold water to someone will certainly receive his reward. In the 8 years I've been here, I've had the opportunity to work closely with St. Martin's Center. And one of the things I discovered in that work is that there's a great misnomer about poor people. And that is that they are generally lazy and don't want to work. They want to let the government take care of them. There certainly are some of those people. There are in every economic strata. But what I've found in helping out over there is that the vast majority of the poor are hard workers. The problem is, because of their poverty, they've never received any technical training. And so they have to take minimum wage jobs. And so at the end of the month, when it comes time, they can't pay the bills. And so they get evicted from their apartment. And then they can't get credit. And so the poverty spiral just keeps worsening and worsening for them. But you are making a significant difference for a good number of them. We have the largest food pantry in the city of Erie, and it is staffed completely by volunteers. There is not one paid position over there. And on an average week, we feed between 500 and 750 families, which is making the difference for many of them. And you so generously support that project that I have never had to put a penny of parish money into it, thanks to your generosity. In addition to that, you might remember that the Parish Finance Council voted to tithe our Christmas and Easter collections and give 10% of that to St. Martin's Center. We also give a monthly stipend to Emmaus Soup Kitchen and St. Patrick's Haven. And remember, whenever you care for one of these least of them, a multitude of your human failings are forever wiped away. Amen.